continuare per te a scrivere. Over 52,000 households hit by unrelenting cessation in the Western province. And overnight, there's only children lost at most in Pakistan's capital. Good evening and welcome to the Business of a New News that I should know. My name is Alex Fresh, your game manager. Government through the Cadastro Department has counted 2,999 compliance with statutory obligations in 2024. The cancellation follow findings that the affected license holders failed to meet the conditions prescribed under the Mines and Minerals Development Act. Speaking when he received a delegation from the Bureau of Economic and Business Affairs of the United States Department of State, led by Program Manager Yvonne McLaughlin, Ministry of Mines and Minerals Development Permanent Secretary Dr. Atanda Kabota, said of the licenses canceled, 1,400 license holders have been secured against the decision. Dr. Kabota said the move is part of a broader reform program aimed at strengthening governance, accountability and transparency in the mining sector, with particular focus on critical minerals such as copper, lithium, manganese and cobalt. He stated that the reforms are designed to revitalize the mining industry by prioritizing productive and compliant operations, or streamlining the cadastral database to enhance the transparency, efficiency and effective mineral resource management. Dr. Kabota further disclosed that the Cadastro Department has commenced a comprehensive cleanup exercise to ensure the accuracy, integrity, and credibility of the National Mining Register.
So the mining regulation and production system is part of the members of the MRC to ensure the best mining production system. We are aware that data integrity, transparency, and the enforcement capacity of the mining system. I wish also to stress the need to strengthen compliance monitoring mechanisms and improving of coordination among relevant institutions to ensure effective regulation of the mineral rights. We are also addressing issues related to mine compliance within the mining sector for various jobs, particularly involving companies that are non-compliant with licensing conditions.
Meanwhile, Bureau of Economic and Business Affairs of the United States Department of State Program Manager, Yvonne McLaughlin, encouraged Zambia to further invest in modern mining technology to maximize its mineral potential and attract increased investment.
The purpose of our trip here is to explore and come to some kind of agreement on ways that, you know, the State Department can support Government of Zambia in achieving some of its resource development goals, specifically 3 million tons of copper, but other critical mineral resources as well, and use their own sort of technical expertise and assistance resources to ensure a level playing field for U.S. participants. We recognize that there are many challenges in any mining jurisdiction that need to be dealt with, and you know, we have those challenges in the United States as well.
Over 53,000 households in nine districts of Northwestern Province have been affected by an unknown infestation. Speaking during a media briefing on Sunday, the today, Northwestern Province Principal Public Relations Officer, Gloria Chikolongo, said a total area of 60,974 hectares has been monitored in the province with an overall infestation rate of 15.4%. Tuesday that out of 225 agricultural plants, 300 have been affected, with the percentage of this recording the highest level of infestation. Mayor Kalengo noted that the central district is the most affected, with 12,574 households impacted across an area of 16,671.57 hectares, followed by Zambeza district, which has recorded 8,942 affected households, covering 6,158.5 hectares. She says other affected districts include Mwinilunga, with 4,446 households covering 18,222.25 hectares, Mushindamo with 6,760 households affecting over 6,427.75 hectares, while Mufumbwe district has recorded the lowest infestation, affecting 1,887 households covering 287 hectares. Ms. Kikolenga further disclosed that the province has received 10,000 litres of pesticides, including lada and cypermethrin, which are currently being distributed to all districts.
The province recorded a significant outbreak that has impacted 53,998 households across the district, covering an area of 50,974 hectares, with an overall infestation rate at 15.4%. The infestation has been monitored through the province's 325 agricultural plants, of which 300 have been affected.
In more news, Agriculture Minister Ruben Mutale has disclosed that Zambia has so far exported 202,876 metric tons of meat from the country's exportable surplus. Delivering a ministerial statement in Parliament this morning, Mr. Mutale said the exports form part of the 501,621 metric tons of surplus meat before resuming the 2024-2025 farming season, with the balance still available for export. He said the exports include shipments by both the private sector and the Food Reserve Agency, FRA, adding that government is actively securing additional regional markets for flawed surplus postponed to train FRA operations. Mr. Mutale has further disclosed that over 37,000 metric tons of meal had been exported to Malawi as of 2 February 2026, out of the 200,000 metric tons Zambia agreed to supply under a government-to-government agreement. He added that bilateral discussions are also ongoing with the Democratic Republic of Congo, which has expressed interest in purchasing more than 500,000 metric tons of Zambian minimum. On farmer payments, Mr. Mutale said government has fully separate payments for farmers who supplied maize to the FRA during the 2025 crop marketing season.
As of 15th January 2026, government has disbursed a total of 11,348,478,105 to the bank for farmer payments, leaving Madam Speaker no bank account. Madam Speaker, as regards the management of surplus stocks and sustaining FRA obligations, the House may recall that the country has an exportable surplus of 501,621,000 metric tons in the 2024-2025 farming season.
People's Pact presidential candidate and Socialist Party president Dr. Fred Nambe has urged citizens not to pretend the country's situation is satisfied.